Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Well, it is my distinct pleasure to get to speak again to the amazing Louis Schwartzberg. He's a filmmaker, but his films are revealing the mysteries of nature. I mean, you cannot watch a Louis Schwartzberg film and not be just amazed at the beauty of nature. He's a time-lapse guy. He's sort of a pioneer in time-lapse. Not sort of, I think he is. And, you know, what he does with nature, I mean, you know, who needs a script? It's just right there. Anyway, and you can find out more and see some of his beautiful work at movingart.com. Hi, Louis.
Hey, Megan. Great to be with you again.
So last time we spoke, it was just before the People's Climate March, and you were working on and about to present at the UN Climate Summit, a film you had made with, I guess, Morgan Freeman is the narrator of that?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman was the narrator, and Hans Zimmer did the music, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
We had to get Morgan Freeman because we needed the voice of God in order for these leaders to pay attention.
It works. It so works. And because I rewatched it, and I'm just, you know, like melting in my seat, like, wow, it's a powerful message of what could be, where we could be going, hopefully, and it is optimistic, which we always like.
Right.
So I know you've been busy since then, so tell us what you've been up to.
Well, the current project that I'm very excited with is called Fantastic Fungi.
I'm sorry, and I'm giggling. It's just fun.
And we just did a Kickstarter campaign where we actually hit our goal yesterday. We've got like eight more days to go, and
we're
for a stretch goal. But we've got, oh, God, almost like 1,300 people have contributed. So the film is about mushrooms. It's all about the fact that what most people don't realize, mycelium, which is like the root structure for mushrooms, is the largest organism on the planet.
Yeah, I did not know that. That is amazing.
And so, you know, mushrooms, they can heal you. They can feed you. They can clean up oil spills. They can, you know, shift your consciousness.
Yeah, well,
going back to the climate film, this was something I did not know in November, believe it or not, that perhaps the greatest solution for, you know, cleaning up the atmosphere is the soil.
Yeah.
Because how else could you get carbon out of the atmosphere? Well, for billions of years, it's been photosynthesis, right?
Right.
And so the plants are able to take CO2, release oxygen, which we need to breathe, and then the carbon goes into the plant and down into the roots, and through the roots it transfers carbon to mycelium.
Huh.
And the mycelium gives the plants and the trees nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. And so what we need to do is to put the carbon back into the ground.
Right.
Carbon is not a bad thing. There's a finite amount of carbon on our planet.
Yeah.
The problem is we have, you know, fossil fuels and other, you know, industrial agriculture has pushed all this carbon into the atmosphere. So the only way to get it back down into the ground is through this, you know, combination of mycelium and plants, which could be the fastest and most natural solution for climate change.
Well, and I guess, did the UN, is it this year that the UN declared that this is the year of soil?
True. I mean, so we're way ahead of the game. When we, you know, embarked on this journey, we had no idea, but they're smart because soil is the number one cause of climate change, and you would scratch your head and go, well, how could that be?
Mm.
Well, you know, the way we use the land on the planet through, you know, agriculture, industrial agriculture, all it does is it breaks up all the mycelium, and by cutting down and creating deforestation, that soil doesn't have trees on it anymore, and plants,
right,
you know, reflects more heat. You know, the greenery absorbs the heat, And the other major factor is that, you know, 90% of the land we use to raise livestock.
Yeah.
And livestock puts out more methane gas than all the cars and trucks on the planet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So, you know, how, you know, the way we approach the land, our agricultural practices completely contribute to, you know, greenhouse gases. And this is like the most obvious natural way not only to clean up the atmosphere, but guess what? To feed the planet.
Yeah.
To help, you know, with disease, to create a sustainable environment.
Well, it is kind of amazing. I do know that years ago when I started to learn about organic and sustainable agriculture, I learned that soil really is the key. And, you know, as a gardener, home gardener, right. it's sort of the magic. You know, it really works well if you
yeah.
have...
So where does soil come from?
Right. Well, yeah, you're asking me? Is it a trick
yeah,
question?
Yeah, I'm asking you the question. Where does it come from? Well...
Yeah, whatever we're...
It comes from fungi, because fungi are the great disassemblers of nature.
Gosh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, you're right.
Matter,
they're like the
right?
digestive system, right?
Yeah, they break... Not only do they break down organic matter, like plants that have died or trees that have fallen over, but they break down rock. They have these digestive juices that are so powerful, they can actually break down granite.
Wow.
So without soil, no plants. No plants, no ability to create energy on the planet. I mean,
yeah.
planets are the only thing that can take the sun's energy and turn it into food, fuel, shelter, and medicine.
Yeah, they are kind of efficient.
For us to live.
Right.
So as critical as plants are to our foundation of life, think about it. No soil, no plants.
Yeah. This is absolutely true. And who knew? Really, it is kind of... flying under the radar, the whole
yes,
topic, not only of soil, but of fungi, because I've got to tell you, it never would have occurred to me that they were so vital to this ecosystem. It really is fascinating. And
well, and then I did a presentation at NASA, and I asked this group of scientists, including some Nobel laureates, I said, what's the largest organism on the planet? And nobody knew the answer.
Oh, so I don't feel so dumb.
No, but it's like what's beautiful is like the most basic things I guess we've become so disconnected from.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's literally like under our feet, right?
Yeah.
Under your nose. I mean, the metaphor.
Yeah.
There it is. And we're just beginning to discover it. Now, indigenous cultures have always known that there's, you know, the spirit of the land, the spirit of the forest, you know,
right.
as a living Gaia organism. And now Western science has, you know, the tools that can measure that. You know, you put a radioisotope in plant over here, and it can travel underground and end up in another plant over there because there's an internet under the ground that exchanges information and nutrients that is all about sustainability, all about cooperation, all about allowing life to flourish.
So we can learn. It's metaphor, and there's just
right.
real hard facts under there, but... what is happening from all of the industrial kind of agriculture that you mentioned, which is using lots and lots of chemical fertilizers, perhaps, and pesticides? It's runoff. It's in the soil. It is. What's happening to that soil, and what is that doing to the fungi?
Yeah, well, it's killing the fungi. Definitely, you know, herbicide, pesticides, Roundup, all that kills the fungi. You know, your body... is 90% bacteria, 10% you. You are like a living, crawling little ecosystem, and the earth and the land is similar.
Yeah.
You kill all the bacteria
right.
in the ground and all the fungi that's in the ground. You don't have a living system anymore.
Yeah.
So definitely pesticide and herbicides, and also no-till agriculture. Instead of plowing the ground, we've now discovered that the old-fashioned way of just putting a hole and putting a seed in the ground or a little starter plant, you don't want to break up that network of communication that exists.
So it keeps it. It keeps it intact a little bit
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
Robust
that
and healthy.
That is a much better way because you're just like breaking it all up, turning it upside down, killing this fabric network of life that is under our feet. So those are the two big issues right there. No chemical poison, toxic, materials to add to the soil. The soil is like the lungs of our planet. It's a living, breathing entity.
See, most people think of the trees of that, but it does seem like, So now I know in your film that how far on the film have you gotten, or is this money just seed money?
We're just really starting. I've been shooting, obviously, time-lapse mushrooms for like 35 years.
Wow.
And other flowers and plants. So we have some of that to work with, but now we need to go out and do some incredible interviews with people like the famous mycologist Paul Stamets, who inspires so many people, Andy Weil with Integrative Medicine, Suzanne Simard, a great professor at Vancouver who knows forest ecology, and amazing special effects. We're going to spend about $750,000 on visual effects because the microscopic world that lives underground, I can't really film that.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a shot where, like, we lift up the forest, and you look underneath the forest, a whole big forest, at the largest organism on the planet in Oregon, 2,500 square acres.
Wow.
Check it out.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see this. You are going to do so much for the soil, for the fungi, for all of us in making this film. So I know that you had a Kickstarter running. You do have a Kickstarter running.
Yes.
That you've already reached your goal. I'm having a little bit of envy there, a little fundraising envy. but it's for great stuff. So I do want to encourage people because you're still raising money because there's still more things.
We're going for a stretch goal to do the shot I just described.
Yeah.
The visual effect of
lifting up
the forest.
We've got to get that because it just sounds so cool. And if they go to fantasticfungi.com?
Yes, fantasticfungi.com. And there's a link on the front page. It'll take you straight to the Kickstarter site.
I'm so excited. And it's, as always, very inspiring to speak with you. And I want to go walk in my yard now and check out the fungi.
All right. Well, as long as you don't have fungi envy, we're okay.
There's fungus among us.
Right.
You have to know that. How many people say that to you when you talk about what you're doing?
I mean, I'm a fungi and you're a fungal.
Oh, see? They're just, they're all over the place.
We're loaded.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, and we'll talk to you soon. And I can't wait to see the film. Everybody go check it out.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.